Welcome back to Dicey Situations, folks. As always, I'm your DM, Ryan, joined by my Chaos crew.
Rich playing Theo.
Mark playing Glebnor.
Are we playing Toluga?
All right, let's get into our recap. Last time on Dicey Situations, we caught up with Toluga in the Divination Tower as he plumbed the ancient tomes of their library. While feverishly studying scrolls, he discovered new information about the orc god Groom and his duel with the god of war. But more importantly, he stumbled upon new intel on the man in black. Meanwhile, across town in the Temple District, Theo, Glebnor, Reggie, and the Firbolg Doran were greeted by a strange welcoming party of death clerics. The priestess Dredna was quickly usurped by the scarab folk Borf at Bleebly's request, but not before she could speak of her excitement to host the vessel. While Theo helped the survivors of the Stone Merlin's attack settle into the temple, Toluga studied long into the night, exhausting himself with knowledge. With Glebnor and Doran finally catching up on some sleep, a restless Bleebly slipped away from the temple and made his way outside the city's walls and its protective enchantments. Outside Bodkali, Theo called on Strife for a meeting and was transported to the Red Wastes before his throne. A tense exchange between uncle and nephew led to several concerning secrets revealed. According to Strife, Theo is a pawn of the Man in Black, who he believes is manipulating the fledgling god to his own selfish ends. The prince also revealed that the key to defeating Krizik is hidden away in Mons' temple, under the watchful eyes of its mages. Uncertain who to trust in Bodkali, we join up with our heroes now as a new dawn rises over the Mirage Cité. All right, folks. We are back in the action. I think we're going to start with Toluga. Toluga, you are walking down the streets hand in hand with Myra. She's still munching on a little breakfast sandwich. She's got a little bacon, egg, and cheese going.
I was going to ask.
And you look pretty tired. It's been a long night.
Man, I could jittery. I could really use a moisturizing right now. It's so dry, so tired. I smell like fish.
It's not going to be very moist at the Fire Temple, unfortunately.
That's fine. It's fine. I'll figure it out. You know. I just could find out I could read everything that is written down on anything.
Whoa!
And just decided to use it. And now look at me. I'm like, my brain is pulsing. I'm like, I got so much knowledge in me.
Yeah, you're kind of vibrating a little bit.
What do you mean vibrating?
You're kind of. Is that just the coffee, or?
Oh yeah, just coffee, all bean juice.
Okay, well, we should be getting there soon. Man, this city's big.
Is it a bean juice or is it bean soup?
Well, that's an interesting question.
It is kind of like a broth.
As you two discuss the
finer points of coffee.
Thank you. Making your way through the city. Bleebly, can I get another stealth check with advantage and make your way back into the city?
It's a nat 20. I don't even need the advantage.
Where do you want to be in the city?
You could double nat 20 it.
He taps me in the shoulder.
Let's see. Yeah. Do I spot him?
I was going to say, with a nat 20, make a perception check with advantage.
Do you see the vibrating fish?
14.
As you sneak back into the city just as your invisibility spell finally fades away. And as you are going down these like cobblestone streets, making your way back to the temple district, you just catch that there is Toluga hand in hand with Myra making his way back to the fire temple. What are you wiggling at me for, Mark? What is this?
Just okay. Get the fuck out of here.
I want to play a joke on Toluga.
Okay, perfect.
So I want to sneak up behind Toluga and then use my hands like a gun and just say, give me all your money.
Yeah, this is a great time to do that.
I know.
He's never been more paranoid. So
I think it's like a bean bouillon and it's like a bean soup because it's like a stock. Oh, you hold my money? Oh, yeah, watch this. And I want to like promptly jump 180 and like judo chop the hand that's
on you. All right, make a dexterity saving throw. Make an attack roll. You'll be setting the DC.
8.
Oh god. 16.
Yeah, Theo, you went to do a joke, and before you can even like get the final words out, Toluga spins around and karate chops you in the throat.
Judo chop!
Damn it!
I was like,
whoa!
Oh,
Jesus!
Bleebly,
take a joke.
I've been up all night. I got this bean juice soup broth going through my body.
Why didn't you sleep?
I can read anything.
What?
I can read anything.
How?
Oh, well, I made a pact with a spider. Don't worry about it. I get a lot of talk about.
Yeah, there is a lot of talk about.
I got so much to tell you. I grab him by the face while I'm vibrating. Yeah, just so much I gotta tell you right now, but I can't do it here. I gotta talk to Phaedra first so we can go talk to her together.
You need to calm down.
I am calm.
Make an inside check.
Do you see yellow dust under his nose?
22 insight.
There is yellow powder all over the face of your plope here. He looks frantic and out of his mind. He does look like you can tell he's definitely been like given lots and lots of knowledge in a very quick amount of time. His eyes are darting a lot. Yeah, he looks a little fucked up.
Can I use some of the...
The powder on
him? No, the tree oil.
To even him out?
To even him out.
Yeah. Go ahead. Make the con save for me as you flick a little bit of holy water on him real quick.
17. One time I make it.
Yeah. You are not slowed, but as a...
It's a lesser restoration.
It's a lesser restoration, yeah. You know what?
Can you get some HP back on that?
Well, I think you do get some HP back from it.
I think
it's like a normal...
Yeah, so go ahead and roll a 2d4 plus 4. And make a quick religion or arcana check, Theo.
Would the lesser restoration eliminate his exhaustion?
That's what I'm going to find out here. So depending on how high this arcana or religion check is, you might be able to help your boy out here.
I'm going religion.
Yeah, sure.
Of course he is. I want to guidance him. Because I'm already holding his...
Nat 20!
I'm holding his face.
Always!
Nat 20 religion, baby.
Guys, it hasn't even been 10 minutes.
He is the one true religion.
Wait, hold on. Since I'm holding his face, does it go on to him?
Okay. You got
I am oscillating like a fucking...
Can you both make
feel
a...
like Fry when he had 298 cups of coffee.
Can you both make a performance check? Myra's just staring at you two, gazing into each other's eyes, frantically and exhausted.
It's an 11.
7.
There is, like... A holy spell goes off, but I can't explain how much it sounds like a fart.
It's all the bean juice.
This long, drawn-out squeal of holy light as you two are just so fucked up looking at each other. But somehow, Bleebly has performed yet another miracle. You can remove your exhaustion for the day.
Both or just him?
Both of you. I really wanted to punish you both for staying up all night doing shenanigans, but I didn't expect a fucking Nat 20 religion to completely derail me immediately.
Oh, yeah, Bleebly. Anyways, I've still got so much to tell you, but I gotta call Phaedra after this. But where's my son?
Oh, we gotta go back to the death temple. You know, I was out taking a morning stroll.
I pick up Myra. Myra.
Huh, yeah.
You're going to have to come to this meeting with us. It's important. You're actually very integral to what I have to talk about.
Wow.
Okay. As I'm vibrating still and it's slightly shaking. Someone take this child out of my hands.
I'm just
going to
pick up. Just.
Yeah, thank you. Yep. Okay. Yep.
All right. Give me your hand. We're going to. Where are you taking her?
Fire temple. Don't worry. I'll call my son. Son, Glenor.
He's sleeping.
Glenor, turn the fire temple. Wake up.
I don't know if he's.
Wake up. Hops a daisy.
Glenor, make a perception check.
18.
Yeah, you hear the static of a sending stone next to the... You're literally just a big green bed right now, and you're empty.
It's on my big green nightstand.
Yeah. You've used a part of your body to make a nightstand that you put your sending stone on.
Go ahead. Fuck. You know what? I'm just going to say this now. I can feel the energy of the day shifting.
You're all getting way too silly. I don't like it.
I didn't get any sleep. What do you mean?
Okay. Yeah, you hear the sending stone. You see it on the nightstand.
Son, I need you to talk skin, son.
Toluca, did you say an actual word?
Daddy?
Yeah, son, get over here. The fire temple, over.
Okay, Daddy, where are you? I'm coming right away.
Don't over. On our way, over. Love you, bye.
Love you too. Okay, I'll be ready. Over.
I do an extra.
Jeff! Jeff! My things! Daddy's on his way!
Huh, what? A little mummified attendant runs in. What's happening?
His name's
Jeff? I don't know,
Jeff?
But it sounds important. Jeffrey. Jeremy.
I would have responded to either, champion.
Sorry. Yes. We get, Borf. He's the new guy, right?
I will get Borf.
Get Borf, immediately.
He runs out of the room. You hear, like... The sound of like a little bit of a kerfuffle outside.
Dredna!
Hello! It is Borf. Good morning.
Are you ready?
Yes.
When was the last time you left the temple?
I've never left the temple.
That changes today.
What?
You're coming with me. Dredna!
She's standing outside.
I've been waiting out here. I
am the door. Watch the temple!
Yes, the eye of the temple will be open!
Floats away into the temple.
I'm going to drag Borf to the front door.
Yes! Yes!
See, follows you out of the temple. Reggie's like, where are we going?
Reggie, get Theo up. We got to go.
Where's... Wait a minute. Where is Theo, though? Because he was going to sleep on you, right? And,
Oh, yeah. Oh, I even made him a nightstand for a sending stone.
Oh, my God. Shh, Daddy, over.
Oh. What is it, Tyler?
Theo's missing. Shh, over.
No, he's not. I'm looking right now. Shh, he's taking my... Shh, through the fire. Shh, temple. Shh, shh, over.
Shh, shh, he's with you? Shh, over.
Yeah. Shh, duh. Shh.
Make a strength saving throw real quick, Lebnor.
Six. I just woke up.
Reggie grabs you and is shaking you.
You have to stop doing that shh thing. It's way too complicated. No one understands anything you're saying.
Steady. He's yelling at me. Reggie, stop it.
Give me that.
He grabs the setting stone.
Hello, Teluga. Theo's with you, though, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. It's all fine. Where are we meeting you?
Sorry, I had my finger pressed on the talk button. I didn't hear any of that.
These are stones. There's no button. You guys are just making it up. What are you pressing? I don't have a button.
He's on his head.
Must be an older
Reggie,
model.
What channel are you on?
I don't know. What channel am I supposed to be on?
The daddy channel.
There's no daddy symbol on this rock.
He's strolling it around.
Oh, we'll meet you there soon, okay?
Okay.
We're just getting up here. We have time for a breakfast burrito.
Nope.
Okay, fine.
Leftover pizza is.
Okay. I would like to pick up a cold box of pizza off the floor.
Perfect. They're everywhere. The entire temple's full of them now. you see, like, there's, like, civilians that are starting to get up off of their cots in the main temple. So you guys charge through the temple to get to the gate. Borf's like,
finally, I will leave my tomb.
He's running with Glebnor. Reggie can barely keep up. And you guys,
Reggie, mount me.
Yeah.
I'm going to get Borf up there, too. I'm going to just grip him up with a pseudopod.
Yeah, sure. No check required. Borf is a tiny scarab man.
Yes! Yes!
See, you can see, as you guys leave the temple, waking up in the room you were all just in, a little furball gets up. Doran's like, what happened? Where'd everyone go? He's just left behind in the temple here. Survival check with advantage, Glebnor, as you charge through the streets toward the fire temple.
8.
Where are we going, my champion? The sun burns my skin.
Wait, what?
My carapace. It is so hot.
Umbrella.
You're clear. It doesn't do it. It magnifying glasses.
This is worse.
It's like a windshield.
This is worse.
I suck it back in.
Okay. It takes you a bit. You two can make some perception checks for me if you wouldn't mind.
Can I dip into a back alley real quick?
Sure.
Has Borfin ever... Not Borfin. Has
Borf
ever seen the sun?
No.
22 perception.
Okay.
Guess I'll roll mine too.
Do I feel him catching fire?
No, he just doesn't know what it's like to feel warm.
Oh, okay.
18.
He's overreacting.
Yeah, you guys can hear loud screams and squelching noises temple district.
You're going to love this guy. His name's Borf.
Borf? What kind of name is Borf? It's a silly name. I love that name. It's such a good name. Anyways, I got to dip back here real quick.
Make an acrobatics check to see how insane that looks. You're just standing in the street.
And at 20. I backflip into this back alley. Hut.
Sure. Myra, so, Myra's looking at you like,
are we supposed to go with him? Or?
No, stay there. Keep going.
I think he needs a moment by himself. Let's see if there's like a street vendor, get you like a nice snack or something.
That'd be awesome. This breakfast sandwich is good, but it wasn't very filling.
You guys go and try to peruse the local wares of the street vendors here in the morning. What would you like to do in this alleyway?
I want to dial Phaedra's phone number.
Okay. Cool. Yeah, you ring up Phaedra. She gave you a sending stone.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hey, Phaedra. I learned so much, and it's got someone that has to connect with what Phaedra, or not Phaedra, your Phaedra.
With
what Myra knows. And I learned so much. I got to read all those books. I read all those books. So many books. And that bean soup. I drank the bean soup and some weird white powder.
I didn't
eat
the bean soup. I don't... What?
Yellow powder.
Okay,
But I know so much, and we gotta meet up, and my god's here with me, and my son's coming too.
Okay, good.
What can we meet?
I still have to speak to Lola, so I will let you know. I'll contact you.
Okay, cool.
It'll be soon, within the next day or two.
Wonderful. How should we disguise it? Should I say I'm introducing my friends to you? So they still think it's like a hot date, we're going steady?
Yes, that will be a satisfactory lie.
Sure. All right, wonderful. Love you. Bye.
What?
You pop up out of the alleyway.
Where'd they go? All right, I told them to keep going.
Can I get a perception check with advantage from Theo as you walk through the winding streets of Bad-Kale?
19.
As you're trying to find something to give your little orc friend here to kind of compliment their breakfast sandwich, a smell hits you that you haven't smelled in months at this point. There is a delicious aroma of pastries wafting through the streets of Bad-Kale. As you all know, smell memory is possibly the strongest memory of all. It can't be possible, but you could swear you smell Sam's pastries on the wind.
And right at this moment, Tallulah like slams into the back of his stomach.
Don't worry, I sorted everything out. We're going to talk to this wonderful lady. I'm going to introduce you to my I look for an eye specifically.
Like a floating. Yeah, give me a perception check. Make it with advantage. You know where these things kind of float around now. Usually they hover above the city a little bit.
21.
Yeah, a blinking purple arcane eye is floating.
I stare right at it, big and beady eyed.
Yep.
I'm going to introduce you to this girl I recently met.
Like you're dating?
Yes.
Great. I think Sam's pastry's here.
Huh? Yeah, I like completely stopped vibrating for a second.
Immediately sober.
Take a big whiff.
Oh yeah, that's Sam's. Wow. Brings a tear to my eye.
Stealth check with disadvantage, Glebnor.
23.
You can hear Glebnor? There's loud sounds in the temple district. They sound, it's the chaotic cacophony you know can only be coming from your son.
Oh, that's my son.
Unclear where he is, he's around.
Oh God, my son, I gotta go get to my son, but Sam's pastries. I gotta say hi to Sam. I gotta tell him so much.
You find Glebnor, meet us at Sam's.
Okay.
I'm just gonna take Myra to Sam's.
Awesome. She grabs your hand. You kind of follow your nose over to this small pastry shop in the middle of the market. But we will actually, Tallulah, you're running full speed through the street.
Oh, yeah, I'm dashing. I'm 80 feet of movement through this.
Yeah, imagine someone running 80 feet in 6 seconds. That's how fast this boy's going right now. And eventually you fly into the center of the temple district, where now in the light of day, it is much clearer. Make a perception check, if you wouldn't mind.
21.
Okay. You're seeing a lot of the things these guys saw last night, but it's much more illuminated now. You can see there are towering temples to Groom, the orc god.
Oh, man, he looks so cool. I read about that guy. That guy's so good.
You also see there is this really delicate artisanal temple to Corella, this lovely elven temple.
Oh, read about her? Oh, wait, we get that gold my son has.
What about the gold?
Well, we had...
We have gold to donate it that we stole.
Oh, that's right. That's
that he
right.
stole off the corpse.
Perfect, perfect.
So, I don't know who took
also,
it.
Also, with that very high perception check, you can see the fire temple. It's pretty clear to see. I think that obviously it stands out the most is there's like a pillar of black smoke coming out the top of it. The fires of the fire temple burn all day and night. With that high of a perception check, I will also say that you can see now a couple streets over in this temple district, there is a walled off section of this square. With a giant temple tower that goes up into the clouds itself.
It's so gaudy. Who would do that? What kind of stupid, self-centered person would do such a thing?
That is the Temple of Krizik.
Lame. I bet a totally lame god would make that.
But you can now see that Glebnor is now like wrestling with a little bug man in front of the fire temple.
Let me back into my temple! I burn in the sun!
No, Borf! No, it's just the warmth. Embrace the warmth.
His like bindings are kind of falling as he looks up at the sun.
This horrible orb. Its radiation cooks me.
Reggie, do you have the ability to make something?
Man, that's so vague, dude. What?
Get this guy some sunglasses.
I don't know. I mean, I guess I can look through my spell list. I don't know if I have a sunglasses spell.
There's no sunglasses spell?
Let me see. Protection from energy. That really doesn't do anything for that.
Sun gives off energy.
I could vortex warp him back to the temple.
No, he needs to be out here with us.
Okay.
He's gonna make a real quick medicine check on this little fella.
Some salve for his eyeballs.
You got a 5.
I think he's just being a bitch. I don't even think.
I'm saying.
I don't even think he has sunlight sensitivity. I think he's just freaking out.
Yeah, he's never been out of the temple. I think he might have been born in the temple.
He probably are hatched, right?
It's all the bug sure, man. Yeah, buggy.
I'm going to cast calm emotions on him. Hopefully that kind of settles him down.
I didn't even know you had that.
I don't know if it's
stuck. There's so many opportunities for you to use that.
Yeah, but you know, you guys like to kind of keep things at like a high level intensity. So sure. Okay.
He holds his hands out. Settle down, Borf! It's calm emotions.
The restorative power of the god Bleebly. This is fine now.
So he kind of climbs off of Glebnor. And then you can see.
But you're
there.
Little, so like stay here.
Okay, yes, I will stay here.
We need to move quickly.
Yes. Who is that fish approaching?
Daddy!
You just hear as I run into you, like, and I'm just lodged inside you.
I say I form like a half hearted flat to like. Let
weak
him.
Flat?
Yeah, a weak flat. Basically, like, you know when you jump off of a tall building, that, like, big bag they put out?
Yeah.
That thing.
Yeah, it's pretty comfortable, actually. Yeah. You have reunited with your son and this strange little host here.
I imagine my head is lodged
Daddy?
In you while my legs are... Son, we gotta go. We gotta go.
Gotta go.
We found Sam's pastries. We gotta go now.
What?
Yep. We gotta go. And then we gotta go to the fire temple. And we gotta talk
You're not fast enough. Get on, Daddy.
What do you mean, Todd? I can move plenty fast. Watch this.
All right, I'm matching Daddy's speed.
I can't.
Reggie, you're on me.
I'm going to have Reggie make a strength saving throw. See if he gets bucked loose. With a 6, Reggie's like,
son of a...
With an 18 athletics, I'd like to grab him.
You're just dragging him through the streets now. If anyone were really paying attention, they would notice pretty mechanical sounds coming from this tiny gnome body as it hits the dirt.
But I grabbed him.
No one is. Okay. Let's say you maniacs meet up in the market district here. Can I get a round of perception checks from everybody?
I'm going to get a donut.
25.
20. Dirty.
19.
Okay. You guys rolled really high. Okay. We'll start at the bottom, move our way up. 19.
Mm-hmm.
As you've all kind of joined up now, this strange... It's basically your normal crew plus Borf, who is really overwhelmed with the hustle and bustle
and
of
Myra.
This busy wizard market. And of course, and Myra. Yes, I forgot. You guys have so many fucking little friends. We're now in the market district of Bodkali. It is a teeming city street. See, tons of young wizards from the different wizarding colleges are here to pick up their reagents and the materials required for their spellcraft. With a 19, I think, Toluga, you are kind of taking the scene all in, and you spot there's like kind of like a rinky-dink sort of like tchotchke stand, and the sign on it says, Booyah Bob's Reasonably Priced Baubles.
Oh my god, Booyah Bob!
There is a human wizard, make a perception check real quick as
Hopefully
you eye this guy.
That's not the loser who shat his pants.
He's wearing like...
Nat 20.
Oh my god! Okay, he's wearing really like gaudy wizard robes. And you with a nat 20, you suss this guy out. His wizardly beard is clearly fake. This guy's not a wizard. He's just dressed like one. Welcome to Booyah Bob!
Hey, nice fake beard.
What?
Said, nice, real fake beard.
Shut up. What are you? He gets in wicked close. Shut the fuck up. What are you doing? I'm Booyah Bob. If they know the beard is fake, no one's gonna buy my baubles.
Or you could be the first wizard that just doesn't have a beard.
Who are you? Are you crazy?
My name is Toluga, Plope of the People, Bapu Gold.
Get the fuck away from Booyah Bobs.
You fucking threatening me?
I am threatening you.
You doing this right
get
now?
Away, get away.
Are we really about to do this?
Get away from Booyah Bobs, Sand.
I bust out my 4X draw.
He runs.
Hey guys, free stuff!
There's just like none of these magic items work. It's just a collection of bullshit.
I want to find the fanciest piece of bullshit.
Give me an investigation check.
It's unattended. It's a nat 20.
To be fair,
if it affects it,
something working.
Right, if it affects anything, I have a minus one to investigation, so it's a nat 19.
I don't like it. I don't like today. I got bad feeling about everything. Let me scroll.
You gave Tallulah Adderall. That's what happened.
Yeah, it's my fault. That's what we're doing. It's my fault, you fucking maniacs. All right, let me scroll through this stupid collection of bullshit I have here.
Wait, you have a predetermined collection of bullshit?
I always have a predetermined collection of bullshit. I've been DMing you guys long enough to know I need one.
Are the spiders of slipper climbing in there?
What?
No.
Spiders of slipper climbing?
You know what I'm talking about, and I know you do. Shut up.
I can climb on slippers.
None can climb higher than a man climbing a spider. Doesn't mean anything. Okay, sorry, I'm scrolling wildly. I'm going through all the non-magical ones, because I have to get... Okay, there's just so many fucking things in here. Okay. Can I give
Meanwhile,
you...
Meanwhile, you just hear ambient Tallulah vibrating noises. Like an oscillating saw. If I stay in place too long, I start burrowing into the ground.
Okay. This feels like it might fuck me, though.
Is it stupid?
Yeah.
No matter what you do, we're going to find a way to fuck you with it.
You look at this collection of strange objects on the table.
Mm-hmm.
And you've been so stressed.
Yeah.
It seems to be that there's like a stress ball, sort of, on the table. It's like, it looks like a stone, but when you grab it, it's soft to the touch and you can squeeze it.
The vibrating stops, but the fast talking doesn't.
And as you squeeze it once and go, oh, and then squeeze it again, it repeats back to you, oh,
oh, oh,
oh,
oh,
oh, oh. Tallulah, what the hell does that rock do, moan?
No, I squeeze it.
Okay, this is an echo stone. This dull blue river stone is soft to the touch and makes remarkably little sound if dropped. When an echo stone is squeezed as an action, it glows faintly for 1 minute. The stone records all sound made within 15 feet of it while glowing, then repeats that recorded sound in equal volume once every 5 minutes. This cycle of repetition continues till the stone is squeezed again as an action, which silences it. Squeezing the stone twice in quick succession as an action causes it to play the sounds as if it's the most recently recorded rather than recording new sounds. It's just stupid enough. I feel like it's gonna fuck me.
I already have an idea for it.
Shut up. Okay, that was the low one. I gotta still. Oh fuck! I just closed out a roll 20. I'm all flustered. I don't know what's going on here. I'm getting bullied on my own podcast again. It's consistent.
Guys, check this out. I squeeze it twice. Guys, check this out.
What?
I squeeze it again.
What? He got a rock boy.
It is labeled Rock Boy on the bottom, branded.
Nice. Credit card? No problem.
How good is the sound quality? Is it 1-to-1?
It's 1-to-1.
Oh.
It's magic.
You're screwed.
Okay, next up, I think you go the next highest right there, Mark.
Yeah.
You got a little bit above a 20.
I got a 20 on the button.
As you're looking around, you can see there is a bookshop called Torrid Traveler's Bookshop. Make a perception check as you eye up this bookstore.
Torrid, you say?
Mm-hmm.
16.
This is a smut bookshop. You can see on the cover there's...
Stealth check!
There's like romantic imagery of an elven man with long flowing blonde hair. Almost looks like Arendir. Like cradling this like beautiful orcish woman in a tight embrace. But yeah, this is clearly... some kind of a smut bookstore. What's that stealth check, Mark?
He wants to sneak over there without Daddy noticing.
29.
Well, you two are admiring the new
sneak away
rock box.
Rock boy.
What the fuck? I do not like today. You guys are admiring that. Glebnor, you slip into this strange bookstore completely unnoticed. There is a jolly halfling woman behind the counter who's reading, and she's just fanning her chest every once in a while, kind of dabbing her head of sweat as she goes through this sultry tome. What would you like to do in here?
I would like to find the most vulgar bit of smut available to a young, impressionable boy.
Okay, investigation check.
God, what's my son gone into?
3. Piss Drinkers Magazine.
I think actually with a three, you like steal a book and sneak out. You look at the book and it's like an instruction manual on how to explain to your children the birds and the bees. It's like not romantic at all. It's like very clinical.
I already read the daddy already read me this one. Throw it behind me.
Yeah, it like it lands in like a cart and you can hear like an oracle. What the heck's this? Where's it go? As they kind of roll through the streets.
This is a full-grown adult.
Adult man.
You do what with your who now?
I gotta let my wife know. As they roll past you guys on this carriage and you're in this busy square, I think with our very high roll from Theo, you can see there is a small shop kind of nestled into the corner of this busy market district. On the front of the shop, there's like a glass window, and in the window are tons of different small pastries. There's croissants and little magical donuts. And behind the counter inside, you can see there's a small brown owlin. His feathers are a little ruffled. He has a little like kind of white button-up shirt on. His little pants kind of... He's tucked his shirt into his pants, his little apron on, and he's just sitting there kind of absentmindedly. He's like kneading dough. He doesn't even notice you guys as you guys are outside.
I'm going to burst in and scream, Samuel, how are you doing?
He flaps over. Feathers go everywhere. They're all in all the food now. He tumbles over the counter, runs up and gives you a big hug. I didn't think anyone else made it.
I didn't even know you made it.
I can't believe
I'm so happy, happy to see you.
I can't believe you're alive.
Yeah, how'd you get all the way out here?
I flew.
Oh, I mean, that makes sense.
I was exhausted. It was a long flight.
Look who I got with me.
Is that Tallulah?
This is Ham!
Ham! You boys made it! Yeah, this little Alan from Tidagol, who ran a bakery shop there for, you know, the longest of time, somehow escaped and got all the way up to Bad Cali. What have you boys been up to?
We got
20 minutes later.
It cuts forward. Oh, boy! Oh, no! I thought I was in a safe place. You're telling me this place is scary bad, maybe? Should I leave now? Where do I go?
Go to Tidagol.
Hold on.
Tidagol's ruins now.
No, it's not.
We got something for that.
We can send him to Petch's, and Petch can help get him to the Underdark.
Brindini. Ivy's fixing the Tidagol, though.
Right, but we gotta wait till that's fixed before we can send it back.
I need someone to sell my pastries to.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, to the Underdark, will you?
No, Brindini.
Ooh, Brindini. Ooh,
oh, Brindini would love the pastries.
Ooh, wait. If we hook up Sam and Jeff, our pastry business is going through the roof!
But then we gotta get them rocket. We'll figure that out. Go to Brindini.
Brindini?
Tell him Tallulah sent you.
It's the dwarf village in the south, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
How do we get him to Brindini?
I could fly. Do you have a map?
No. Can I draw a map because I'm an urchin?
You could try. Yeah. You get performance check.
Can I give him the help action?
Can I give him
also
guidance? Yes.
I'm gonna need every bit
of
everything.
Is that a zero?
Yes. Governor takes a crayon out and starts scribbling on paper.
Did you roll the advantage because I'm giving you the help action?
Nat 20!
I rolled a nat 1 minus 1 for a 0, and then nat 20 the advantage.
So you guys look over Klebnor and you're nervous, like, okay, he's got a crayon. This poor Sam is gonna get lost and get murdered. And then he looked down.
Topography.
Not only has he drawn a perfectly detailed map, he's also included a side ledger of the different wind patterns to expect so he doesn't get blown off course.
What the hell, son?
It's incredibly elaborate.
I guess I picked up some cartography when I was on the moon.
Oh, this is great.
Keep that down.
Oh, the moon.
You gotta keep calm. And what you do is you go at night so no one notices that you're leaving.
Okay.
And just put a sign up that says you're taking a vacation.
You can sell the shop if you want. Don't want this location anymore.
Could you guys keep eyes on the shop? Of course. He goes behind the counter. He grabs a bunch of treats from behind the counter. I'm going to give you each. These are basically superior healing potions, if you want to add those. But these are delicious treats made by Sam, your Allen friend.
How many?
You can each get one. He gives, and you can each describe to me what your perfect pastry would look like as he gives them all out.
You're really asking me to fucking describe something difficult here.
I mean, come on, it's tough. You gotta pick.
What's Glebnor eating?
I'm whipping it up right now. Take your time.
What does Glebnor like? I'm gonna say it's like a gigantic cannoli. And I'm just gonna like suck the middle out.
Usually you buy, that's fine. Yep.
And then I just like tongue the shell.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. Son, stop playing with your food.
When everyone has that really clearly in their mind's eye at home, Taluga, what do you have for a dessert here?
I just got an ice cream sandwich.
Oh, yeah.
I asked him for two really big cookies and just ice cream.
Perfect. And Theo?
It's like a cheesecake.
Oh, hell yeah.
Just a whole cheesecake.
So good to see friendly faces.
Yeah, oh my Please. God, Sam, I can't believe you're all right. I mean, when we cleared up Tidal for the little demon guy, as a celebration, I ran to your store. There was a fully still okay wedding cake
that I didn't
realize was a wedding cake. And when I gave it to my friend, she freaked out a bit and then kicked me out of the village. I don't know why.
Well, congratulations on your nuptials.
But she kicked me out. I don't think we're married.
Oh, well, sorry for your loss.
It's okay. And then I met a wonderful Minotaur man.
All right. Well, could you guys, if I'm going to go to Brandini, could you guys maybe watch the shop here? You could use it for your own storefront, whatever you guys need to sell. Or
can we send for Jeff?
I grab a sending sound.
Who are you calling?
Uncle Gulp would be closest.
Yeah. Well, no, Meemaw would be
closest. Meemaw would be.
Okay. Uncle Gulp and Meemaw are both kind of in the same area. They're both down the underdog.
All right. Gulp it is. Yeah. I want to hear that boy.
Well, hello, nephew.
Oh, my God. Uncle Gulp is you. Oh, my God.
You're not partaking in drugs.
When was the last time I did drugs?
I don't know.
Exactly. I would never. I partook in the bean stew.
Hold on a minute. Didn't you do drugs when you were last here? Okay. All right. What can I help you with, nephew?
Where's Jeff? Here.
Jeff is the small man.
The pastry guy, the Jeff.
Hold on. I'll find him.
The Jeff.
Like, there's like an awkward amount of time where he's clearly walking through Slooble Drip.
Hello. Hi. Sorry, nephew. I'll be there in a moment. Kind of a long trek down there. We've rejuvenated Slooble Drip. We've got a lot of the fire belly have been very gracious. They've been helping train in our
rent prices because it's now nicer.
No gentrification in Slooble Drip. Don't you worry.
I won't stand for that. That's the plug.
I am a fine leader. I established rent control pricing on those huts decades
ago. Man, Gulp, you the man.
Oh, here he is, little fella.
He walks over. Hello?
Jeff, is that you?
It is my plug.
Shut up, Jeff. Jeff, I need you at a Bad Gully.
I take the Bad Gully. Okay. Have you received any of the Choco Tacos from the bag?
Yes, delicious, actually. Wonderful job. Anyways, keep going. You want to run a pastry shop?
I would love to run a pastry shop.
You'll learn under the best baker in Tidal, Sam. Samuel Owl.
I don't know who that is, but he sounds great. Okay, so I have to get to Bad Gully?
Yeah.
Okay,
Do you need help, Jeff?
Probably, yeah. It is a little dangerous. We haven't really established a route yet to
Where's
Bad
the hippo
Kali.
Man?
You guys know Griff is... Or not
Dozer.
Griff, Dozer's with you. He's in the city. He was with you.
Oh, sure, Dozer's with us.
But Dozer knows the secret passages.
There's so many people to talk to. That's not enough people. Theo, you take it!
My lord. How can I help the cause?
Do you know Bouncicles, right?
I do.
Yeah. Okay. Talk to Bouncicles and have him bring you here.
Wonderful. I of course. All right. I'll be there as soon as we can get there.
All right. Sounds good. We look forward to seeing you.
Oh, he looks forward to seeing you.
Here you go.
How are you?
Oh, well, this is great. Should I wait till your friend arrives before I head out?
Yeah, probably. I'll be safe.
Okay, I'll be here whenever you guys need me.
Ooh, so this is what you'll do. When Jeff comes, you'll switch with Jeff, and then you tell Bouncicles that he needs to take you to Brandini safely.
Oh, perfect. Oh, cool. Okay.
Also, when he's here, you know, let us know, because Taluga would like to see him.
Okay. Yeah, that's my brother.
I'm just so glad to see you guys.
He goes in for a group hug one more time.
Bring it in. Oh. I'm still vibrating in the hug.
Oh, yeah. Can we have a nice treat for young Myra here?
Oh, of course. He flaps behind the counter, comes back with a little tiny cupcake. And for the young mistress. Hands it down.
Thank you.
What about Borf?
Yes, yes.
Actually, I don't Borf know his name yet. What about this guy, whoever he is?
Oh, that's Borf. You'll
that,
love him.
Do you that's have any, Borf?
You any love fingernails him. I could have, or worms?
I don't think I love him.
Why not?
Did you just look at him.
He's such a cute guy.
Slap him across the face. You settle down.
Kill me. Kill me.
You settle down.
Hey.
I bop him on the nose.
I don't think I have anything for that guy. I don't know. A donut, maybe?
Hold on. I got it. Give me one of your puff pastries.
Sure. Clip your toenails into it, quick.
I was literally going to clip my fingernails into it.
Yes! Yes! Give me pieces of the vessel.
He grabs like a disgusting-looking donut now covered in toenails.
Oh, yes. He is within me. Borf. His keratin flows in my body.
I look at him. Yes. This is the guy you think I like?
Yes.
What is wrong with you guys? This guy's insane.
I know. That's why you'd like him.
No, I don't like insane people. This guy's crazy.
You love insane little weirdos.
Yeah. This guy's good crazy.
Your whole thing is insane little
look
weirdos.
Look at his eyes.
I am the voice of Blee Blee now.
No, you're not.
Yes.
I pour hot sauce in his mouth.
Oh, yes. Feed me this devil liquid.
It's not going to work, Daddy.
Oh, yes.
Yeah? I whip out a jar of mayo.
Oh, it is so smooth. So scary.
I put it in his mouth.
You know how if you like put like mayo on like bugs, they'll like die? Like,
oh, really?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure if you put like mayo on creatures that like have to like breathe through their skin, it closes it all off.
So you've essentially just
rolled a luck check.
Which one do I want?
I'm going to leave that up to you.
I got an 18.
Yes! Yeah!
I'm going to save Borf.
I slap my son. Leave him alone. He's fine. He wants this.
This is what I needed.
He's saying it right now.
No.
No. We need him.
Why?
Quick medicine check for
he
the
says
group.
He says he's the voice of you.
16.
He's very weird, but...
Temple stuff!
He was very weird. Borf is so dead. Borf's just on the ground.
Borf!
Sam's like, can we get the body out of here?
Yeah, I got it. Don't worry. We get a Bernie's this guy.
You pick up Borf's corpse.
Wait.
I punch him in the chest to see if I can get the mayo.
It was cool to have killer crabs, but...
Since he's not...
But this guy was too much?
This guy ate your fingernails!
Since he's not alive...
Yeah, and the other... And the crabs were trying to kill us.
They didn't try!
They tried to kill Luga.
Yep.
No, they tried to take over the truck, not kill Luga.
But they would have had to kill Luga.
But they didn't!
Because Luga's good.
Listen, I killed the crabs, I killed this guy, everything's fine, let's go!
Reggie's like, yeah, I mean, I kind of have to side with Toluga on this one. That guy was crazy.
Can I lobby for
something? Yeah, of course you
sure.
Since Borf is dead,
uh-huh.
Can I get a free use of Soul Sap to, like, pilot him around without wasting my Soul Sap for the day?
My love of Bernie... Not Bernie.
Weekend at Bernie's.
Weekend at Bernie's. Yeah, I think so.
I'm Borf! The temple guy!
Reggie's... on the ground laughing. Oh my god, Glimnor, you're gonna kill me. Oh my god,
Reggie,
that's so
that.
Funny. That is, come
I,
on.
I bop Reggie, on. You don't disgrace the dead. Son, get out of there.
Let's go show Daddy the temple.
Oh my god, I'm going to bust a gut. I'm dying here.
I slap Borf's corpse on the back so my son oozes out of him. Son, you don't desecrate a corpse.
Oh my god, that was such a good one.
I couldn't resist, Daddy.
You're in the rare
That's
form.
Bad, son. You gotta learn your lesson.
I just can't believe you didn't love this guy.
I bop him on the head.
Can I get a quick insight check on Sam?
From everyone?
Yeah.
Nat 20.
Okay, can you guys chill the fuck out on these Nat 20s? You know what? Actually, you know what? Get him out of your system now on the goofy shopping 18. Episode. He's a little horrified. He's a little freaked out. He's a wholesome little owl baker. Now there's a dead beetle.
Sam, I got a lot on my plate. We gotta go. So we'll see you later.
Sam, I apologize. It's
We've
been
seen a
long
shit.
Couple of months.
Yeah.
You relax here.
Okay. Yeah. All good. Right. Good. Bye, guys.
Bye, Jeff. Sam.
Love you.
It was great to see you.
Oh, my God, Klebor. When you said I'm Borf, oh, man, that was such a good impression.
So you guys walk out of Sam's pastry shop.
I'm going to pick up Reggie, high five, and throw him on my back.
I bopped them both. Like,
okay, all right, okay.
You guys, stop it.
Myra, do you need a ride?
We don't insult the dead like that.
I'd love one.
She climbs up the back of Glebnor, gets on.
Should we go check out the fire temple now?
Yes.
I'm pretty full. That was a big cupcake. Survival check with advantage from you boys.
Dirty 20.
13.
Dirty 20.
Yeah, you guys easily find your way back over to the into the... You guys basically move from this market square back to the temple district.
Wait, we got to dump off the corpse.
We'll bring it to the fire temple and cremate it.
Oh, okay, yeah. Yeah, that works.
Sounds good to me, yeah.
You guys drag a dead beetle corpse to the streets real
I'll
quick?
I'll stuff him in myself.
Sure, good.
That's not sanitary, son. You spit that out.
Were you going to carry it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I cradle him.
Gross. He's already decomposing.
Oh, that's so fast! What the hell?
Bits of carapace are just dropping.
He died like a minute ago!
He's freaking old, dude.
You slathered him in mayonnaise. He's 700 years old.
You're telling me they didn't have mayo 700 years ago? Wait, hold on. He's 700 years old?
Yes. He's old.
Does he still have the
bandages on him?
He does.
I want to start taking some of them off. Okay. I want to see what he looks like.
Investigation check with advantage.
All right. Same thing twice.
Careful with those bandages.
14. You peel back the bandages now. Yeah, because let's just say for the sake of people not freaking out, you guys have gone into an alleyway for this.
Mm-hmm.
Not just
as we desecrate this corpse.
Not in the open. You duck into one of the many alleyways in this city.
Myra, avert your eyes.
Yeah, nope, don't want to. Yeah, gross. She turns around to face away. Reggie's also like, not for me. He stands at the corner with Myra.
It's not like we bludgeoned the guy to death. He just choked on mayonnaise, which doesn't make sense because it's mayonnaise smooth. There's nothing to choke on in there.
As you peel away these layers of bandages.
Mayonnaise smooth.
Actually, because you can read all languages. Yeah.
So you see Toluga's eyes now close and the little beady eyes pop open.
What the fuck?
Just sit with that for a moment.
What?
Daddy?
Whatever. Anyways, what did it say?
You can see that written in Umbral, which is a
ancient language. Do I register that's that?
You would know. I think we'll say with your ability, you know what these words are.
Okay.
And you know the language of origin when you're reading something.
Okay.
This is Umbral. This is an ancient shadow language. It's said that like ancient elves may have spoken a version of this. Some of the words in Umbral almost sound like Sylvan, but with like a much deeper, like a more guttural pronunciation.
Mm-hmm.
But written in Umbral, all over this creature's body is the name Thane etched into their skin.
I look at you with my beady eyes blinking.
You thought hot sauce was going to get this guy?
But why you
can't read that?
Why
son?
Are you blinking with your creepy eyes?
I see all the cut in.
It's got Thane written all over him.
That doesn't say Thane. It's weird
I
language.
I can read everything now.
See, you got to prove that to me because I don't know that you
actually,
can
actually. You got a point there.
You know, you could just be saying it.
Why would I lie to you?
I don't know.
That's a good point.
I actually haven't lied to you at all.
I don't actually know if that's true.
It is.
But you could be lying about lying.
I would never lie about lying. That's the stupidest trick in the book.
That's the smartest trick in the book.
No, it's the dumbest trick in the book.
No, because if I believe you about lying, then when you say, I've never lied about lying.
I gain nothing if I lie to you about lying.
You could.
His trust.
Yeah.
Guys, now's not the time to question me.
Why are we turning on each other?
No, now's not time turning. To question
I'm just saying,
I don't know the possibility
happening.
Of lying is there.
We can solve this very easily. I'll take a peek.
Reggie cast comprehend languages.
I can't believe my own god that doesn't even believe me.
He looks at the body.
He's not lying. This is some strange old language.
Yeah, but you could be lying too. Oh, you were in cahoots with him for a while.
I'm in cahoots with all of you. You're my cahoot pals.
You just hear Tula. You know what? I'm done. Theo. I drop my bag of holding. You just hear the earth shakes a little bit.
Cobbler's in there.
I'm out of here. I'm going to the temple.
Theo. To be fair, they only lied to you because they wanted to hide your birthday cake surprise.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm already like 40 feet away. I'm at the temple, guys. I'll see you later. You guys can deal with this shit.
Oh,
I'm done.
He's peeved.
It's fine. I pick up the bag of holding.
Can you pick up the bag of holding? Hold on.
It's not heavy.
It's not heavy when, you know,
other it people sounds carry, heavy. Other people carry it its normal weight.
But yes. Do you want to pick up the Borf?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, you pick up Borf's corpse. Over,
they meet one weird bug freak. And all of a sudden, they love him more than me. That is a sign made of God.
I think we're finally seeing Toluga start to snap. These cracks are finally forming. Toluga, as you stomp toward the fire temple, make a perception check for me. About 40 feet behind you, you can hear your friends trying to catch up.
19.
Mm-hmm. You can see the revelry of the fire temple has begun anew. You can hear the sounds of partying inside once more. There's some kobolds out sitting on the steps that are definitely haven't started drinking again yet, but they're like passed out, slumped over on the steps, all hungover. But with a high perception check, the gate of this massive fire temple swings open as Devo greets you.
Devo, it's you! Devo, what's up, Devo?
Yeah, for me, it's down low!
That's what you think. I try to jump up.
Acrobatics check?
21.
Yeah, you leap up and meet him. He's like,
I've never been able to do it!
What's up, Devo?
All right! Oh, this care cup sucks out of here, bud. I'm working on your bone claws.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. I think I got them all ready for you.
They're already ready?
Yeah, come on in.
All right, Devo. Sorry, Dave?
That's right.
Yeah.
We're buds. Oh, is that your buddy? Hey, guys.
Dave waves as you guys finally catch up.
We are on talking terms right now as I storm in.
Oh, man. What'd you guys do to piss off Talug?
He killed my bug friend and I don't know.
These things happen.
Can we cremate him here?
Yeah. Got so much fire going on in there.
I figured that was the case.
It is crazy. Come on in.
This massive fire giant leads you inside of the fire temple. Can I get a round of perception checks while you guys are inside?
15?
14.
Yeah, you guys walk in. Revelry doesn't even begin to describe the party happening inside these hallowed halls. Inside the fire temple, there are these large stone pillars that hold up the structure. It seems to be there are like two floors to this. But here on the base floor, you can see tons of red dragonborn, red kobolds. There's some of these like fire newt creatures. Everyone is just celebrating, dancing, partying. The red wine is flowing.
Daddy, it's warm in here.
I'm not talking to you right now.
It's balmy. It's very balmy in the fire temple.
You know, sometimes your buds kill a guy who's a bug. You know, it happens. Sometimes you gotta let it go. Move on.
Yeah, Dad.
If I had a beef with every time I stepped on a bug guy, I mean, I'd be beefing all the time. Let's get you that bone claw. Come on, Toluke.
Yeah, Daddy.
So anyways, Dave, tell me the intricacies of these bone claws.
Can you make a, let's call this a charisma saving throw to see how long you can weather the constant questions coming from your two-year-old child?
14.
Can you make a persuasion check with advantage, but we will call this an annoyance check?
At 20.
Daddy, get him out of your system now. No one offered any! I shouldn't have to ask!
Daddy, would you like some help?
Yes!
How can I help you?
I unfurl this, like, 20-foot-long list of things. Pick something!
Tear off something you think I can do!
I shove it in his face. Just pick something!
Investigation check, Klebnor, as you go through this list.
I'm gonna look at it with him.
Yeah, you two are just going through Toluga's crazy checklist of things need to be accomplished.
Nat 20.
Okay.
9.
Okay. I think with a nat 20. Also, this is what, the fifth nat 20 in today's episode?
Yeah, it's been
ridiculous.
A lot.
Relax. With a nat 20, I think what you probably noticed, Theo, is like what he's crossed off. And you see, learn about the man in black has been crossed off. You haven't had time to really catch up on that conversation. But you realize that, like, Toluga, part of the thing he was researching was figuring out secrets behind this dark figure that has made a deal with you.
I'm going to turn it to you. We got to talk about this because I have some info.
Me too.
Yes, I can see.
Oh, sorry.
But, Pilgrim?
It's weird. It's weird. I think he's weird.
Oh, he's definitely weird.
Okay, we're on the same page.
Oh, yeah.
What a freak.
Bone claw time!
Bone claw!
Give me those mitts!
Okay, ha!
Grabs your hands and you're at the... now that you've kind of like moved into the fire temple, he brings you back into this like furnace area where you can see that there are dragonborn smiths that are crafting weapons. They're using this like... almost like a primal forge. This like ancient forge that is lit with, you can tell, magical fire. And they are all crafting fire weapons on this giant anvil. But he moves you past all the metalwork and there's like a pile of weird, gross monster parts in the back.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool.
You see, anybody can melt metal to metal, but making bone and sinew and shit all fucking, making it work.
That's badass.
You know, a smart guy, which I am.
That's you, Dave, right on the T.
All right. This is gonna hurt.
What?
He grabs your hands. Make a constitution saving throw.
15?
Okay.
What's gonna hurt?
Take 23 piercing damage.
Oh!
As he grabs these bone claws, connects them into your fins, and you feel straight bone grafting itself onto your fist.
Oh my god!
Don't worry!
Whoa!
It's fine! You'll be good!
Whoa!
It's the worm bone! It really wriggles in when you get it! It's fine!
It's wriggling?
It's okay! Don't worry! No, we'll hit you up after, but we gotta get it in there! I'm gonna twist it!
Oh, God, why'd you twist?
You can go ahead and add the worm bone claws to your character sheet.
Can I do an insight check to see how dumb Davo actually is?
Please do.
15?
He's about as smart as a fire giant gets, which you know is not very smart. There's probably a way to do this medically that would have been a lot less painful for your friend.
Yep.
But,
not the way he knows.
After a grisly surgery, you see, Toluga holds up his blood-soaked hands and has straight-up Wolverine bone claws that are retractable from his fists.
Hell yeah, daddy.
What the ching ching? Oh,
yeah.
Wow, that's so cool.
If you do it fast enough, it'll go snick. Yeah, that's my favorite part.
Oh my god, you're right.
Yeah.
Wait, hold on. What if I do this and I unfurl the gun while also doing the...
Yeah, fuck, all right. Gnarly.
That's
so
something.
I'm so glad I met you guys. Nobody else wants to use my weapons. They're going unused.
Really? I think I could use some more.
Got anything for me?
No.
All right.
I can make everybody you want.
You got some runes you can slap on my hammer or something?
I know runes. I could probably do a rune. You sure you don't want like a bone neck or maybe like a sinew belt?
That's kind of my whole thing is like not having bones.
Oh boy, I'm sorry. It's real cloudy in here. We're burning those embers all night. The Flame Mother has returned!
Yeah, praise be!
You guys make some perception checks real quick for me.
It's a 10.
11.
7. Okay. What was the highest one?
11.
11. I think we're at 11. You can hear there's like unrest outside the temple.
Is that unrest I hear?
It does sound like unrest. It doesn't sound restful.
Daddy.
What?
How you feeling?
I'm fine, son. I'm fine.
Like on a scale of 1 to...
I don't know,
60, whatever.
What's the matter? I'm fine.
Okay. Well, I mean, it looks like those bone claws really did a number on you.
Hold on. I feel bad. Hold on. Jakat! Ah, yes!
Jakat.
Jakat!
Boisterous dragonborn wearing these like flowing priestly robes comes out. He looks a little drunk. Not like fully, but like a little bit.
Just got a day buzz going.
Welcome to the Temple of Fire. You've all arrived finally. Blee, blee. My man.
Puts his arm around you, kind of shakes you.
How's it going?
It is well. We have been worshipping all night.
It sounds like
the
it.
The Flame Mother has returned. Oh, no, you look bloodied, my friend.
Oh, I'm good. I'm good. I feel strong. I feel energized. I'm good for the day. I got a lot going on, and no one's helping me.
I'm going to heal your friend.
Thank you. He puts his scaly hands on your fins. He casts Cure Wounds. You get 18 hit points back.
So not quite as much as it did in damage.
No.
Question, DM-wise, would I have gotten a short rest at any point?
We can call this a short rest. The short rest would have been your little adventure getting pastries. So if you guys would like to roll back some short rest dice, if you're missing any health or anything,
I'm good.
Like that, feel free.
I went to bed last night.
So, hold on a moment. Jakaat sees it. Like, a lot of the people in the temple have now, like, they've noticed that there's something going on outside. So they've kind of, you see, like, the throng of people are now moving toward the temple entrance to kind of see outside what's happening. Something is amiss out there. Come. And he leads you all outside. Can I get some perception checks?
Nat 1.
21.
Okay, good. 7.
Okay, you two get kind of like caught up in the hubbub of the crowd moving. But you walk out, Theo, and you can see that there is a small group of people. It's hard to kind of see from this distance here, probably like maybe a dozen, that are leaving the tent city that you saw last night. They seem armed, and they're heading toward the Temple of Krizik. And I think with a 21... you can notice that Doran is in the front of the group trying to stop the leader of this small group from going to the temple.
Doran was the...
The Firbolg.
The Firbolg,
yeah,
okay.
He,
under the guise of whoever.
Yeah, so he obviously left the Death Temple to catch up with his people.
Okay.
But it seems that he's trying to stop a group of people from making their way over to the Krizik Temple.
What is Dredna doing? Just letting everybody leave?
Well, we're not keeping people there.
I guess.
You know, they should be free to do what they want. Taluga, I'm going to need your help up here. I'm going to, like, jog up to the front and just be like, well, where are you going?
You jog up, the group of you, and you can see that Doran seems to be trying to stop what looks like an angry mob that is making their way toward the Krizik Temple. Leading this mob, there is a tall firbolg man. He has a short beard, short hair. It's kind of like blonde. He's very tall, about 7 feet. He's wearing like full soldier gear. He has a sword at his side, and he's trying to push through Doran. And Doran's like, "Please, please, Torvo, please, please, you'll get yourself killed." And you can see like this firbolg looks steely eyed and determined as he's leading a small crowd over to the Krizik Temple. How would you guys like to do?
Couldn't try and stop them. Just kind of like, well, let's not be too hasty.
Is it like very clearly?
It's so clear the Krizik Temple. It's the only walled off temple in this temple district. But as he comes to stop, he's like, "Who are you?"
"Name's Bleebly."
And he looks over at Doran. "These are the ones. I need to hear it from you. Fenric?"
"Well, did he show you the pin?"
He kind of looks crestfallen. "I'm sorry. Doran is also my brother, Torvo. Doran tells me that he was mind-controlled, attempted to kill one of you."
"Yeah, he stabbed me right here."
"Listen, we only arrived here about a day before you..." He kind of like looks at the... he looks exhausted. This group of like... these firbolg, you can tell they must have like walked through the desert to get here. Even like in this like little angry mob, their skin is burnt. They look like they probably, all of them look pretty dehydrated, but they look furious. And as Torvo kind of, it seems that he is like, there's like that white hot anger is like so like bubbling up right now. You can try to make like a strength check.
I'd like to hug him.
Yeah, if you want, go ahead and make an athletics check just to slow this guy down, because it seems like he's trying to like beeline it to the Krizik Temple.
25.
He finally settles now that you've like, you guys have kind of like, you're standing in between him and the street that leads to the temple.
Tender embrace.
"They killed so many of our people. The Misklan was destroyed.
We lost our whole town, home.
you shouldn't be fighting in the condition that you're in. I can see it in your eyes that you want revenge. I advise you to rest with the rest of your troop here and allow us to figure things out.
Can we send them back to the temple? Give them a roof over their head. They look pretty crispy.
Yeah.
Kaluga chimes in, seeing like potential people to join the cause. I'm like, listen, all right. We're already on the case. We are working on this. You are in no shape to handle this situation right now. But what we can use is well-rested, straight thinkers.
Doran tells me you're from Tidagol.
Yeah.
The same thing happened there.
Yeah. Epsec, I don't think nearly as...
They tell me that most of Krizik's followers have left, but we've heard that there's still some inside that temple. I need to know if my people are in there. They took lots of us. They killed many, but they took even more.
I understand. And if you barge in there the way you are, you could get yourself or more of you killed and not find out anything. Allow us to find out what happened and at least let you rest. If we come up with nothing at the, you know, in a day or two, if you're rested enough and you do not trust or accept what we've come to find out, you can, with your people, storm it all you want. But just give us some time and get some rest.
And you see Doran looks pleading at his older brother.
Please, Torvo. These people aren't lying, and they help me. If there's more of our people behind that wall, they can help. Promise me that you will deal with this now. I can't just wait around here for more of my people to die. If any of them are behind that wall, I need them back.
And I promise you, if they're behind there and we can bring them to you, we will. Here, read this pamphlet.
Takes a minute to read the pamphlet. You guys can give me a persuasion check with advantage as a group.
It's a nat 20.
8.
19.
Could not be a more perfect nat 20 here, Rich. This again, he's looking down at you because these are a very tall creature, but you see like respect wash over him. And I think you can see that this is someone that is so tired and so full of righteous fury, and they really just needed to find someone they could put a little faith in this moment. You can add one more follower to the count. As Torvo is putting his faith in you. We will see how things play out for him and our Chaos crew in next episode. Thank you all for joining us. Keep it dicey.
Howdy, Glebnor here, and I just want to say thanks for listening to Dicey Situations. If you liked what you heard, make sure you come back on Friday to listen to our talkback called Situational Awareness, where we break down the episode and you get to know us, the players, a little bit better. And oh, as always, make sure you rate, review, subscribe, and word of mouth actually helps a lot. So if you could tell all your friends, that would be great. Thanks again. Keep it dicey!
This has been a Business Shark production.